I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about... Are we going full on weird food combo, or like, is it don't knock it till you try it? So we could like, are we expanding it out to like, you should really try doing yoga while a goat's on your back or whatever. Like you could do like we've done, like don't knock, like tell us what we've just got to try. So it doesn't have to be food, but most of the ones we have in front of us are like food. Cause the new trend, this last year's trend was jalapenos.
Rosé and jalapenos. Yeah. Mm.
I didn't realize this. You were supposed to freeze them?
Yeah.
Why?
Because then it's like an ice cube, but instead of water coming off of them, it's jalapeno juice.
Did you do it?
No. I don't like to get too spicy.
Okay.
But I think I would try this one.
The new one is frozen. I don't want to finish this because Aaron's going to come running this way. Frozen pickles.
Mm-hmm.
First off, you're wasting a good pickle by freezing it, but frozen
pickles.
You're
not wasting it if it's good.
Okay, this sounds terrible. Frozen pickles in a sous vide.
I'm into it, especially if it's one of those sous vides that is just too sweet. Bring it down with a frozen pickle.
Which one is your Kim Crawford too sweet?
Absolutely not. Kim Crawford is perfect.
I didn't mean to say that. I'm so sorry.
Up that you would bring that up. No, there's just sometimes you sip one and you're like, oh, that's a little sweet. I would just pop a little pickle in it.
Yeah, throw some vinegar in there. That makes it so much better. What?
It's like a charcuterie board in your wine.
I'd be down 1,000,000%. And I hate wine. I would rather just have the pickle, but like this will get me to drink wine.
Having just the pickle is an option.
We've been looking for a reason to get you to...
This is one that I would absolutely bring some sous vide and some frozen pickles in if you guys want to try it.
Okay. Say less.
Okay.
Like tomorrow's good. I don't have anything.
Okay.
Any day. We should do a day. If you call in with something really good, as long as it doesn't involve a goat.
Right.
Even if it does, screw it. If you've got something we got to try with a goat, we try that too. Does anybody have anything? Food or otherwise?
I worked at a snack shack for a period of my life, so I did a lot of experimenting. I would just pretty much throw anything into the fryer. Like the best is we had tortillas because we'd make wraps. But you just rip up the tortilla and throw it in the fryer. That's I didn't invent that.
That's called the chip.
I know, but that's so good because you just make it. But one that I did come up with on my own is you take mostly Mountain Dew. You fill your styrofoam cup mostly of Mountain Dew. And then you hit the Pepsi for the last like quarter of it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You do Mountain Dew, Pepsi together. Don't knock it till you try it. It's pretty good. You got to put more Mountain Dew because the Pepsi, I think, overrides the... Don't look at me like that.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
Like
she's over there talking about, you know, when the wine's too sweet and I'm like, right. Oh, the Pepsi and Mountain Dew.
Okay.
The combo.
So what does it do to it? It seems
it
like it's going to make it.
It gives it a little. Isn't it like you get both?
Like iced tea then?
Maybe, yeah. It's a Midwest iced tea.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that then.
Because I saw one, it was put Kraft cheese, you know, the melty cheese, like on top of banana.
Nuh-uh.
I'm not against it.
I am.
Why? Especially if you melt it. Like you can.
No, the textures to me is not good.
There's something about. You ever just. Like if you just put Kraft singles on top of almost anything, because they just. When they melt, they just become it. Like you throw tater tots with just Kraft cheese and it's like.
Yeah.
No, sorry. I've never done
that. They're just. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? After you've had like seven glasses of Savvy B.
With the pickles in it, then do
you don't invent. Foods like this could just be drunk foods, because I feel like some drunk was like, "I want a pickle right now," and they put it in their Savvy B. Like I think that's where some of these things come.
Yeah.
But like banana with the cheese, it would like.
Do you really think that would be good? I think that's disgusting. Banana is one of those flavors that should only be combined with chocolate or peanut butter.
Oh my God, you're so crazy.
Or strawberries, I guess.
Caramel.
Banana and caramel on a pizza, say less.
On a pizza?
What are you talking about?
No, no, no. You just make a dessert pizza.
Oh, okay.
You just take a pizza crust. Like when you're making pizzas.
I don't actually know about the cinnamon banana sugar and caramel.
I'd be down.
Banana and caramel is one of the greatest things. Take it back. Take it back.
I've never had it.
Take it back. Okay.
I said I don't know about it.
If you've got something we've got to try, it can be food. Don't knock until you try it is what we're calling it, I guess. We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You may text or call.
I think everyone should go to a concert alone.
Ugh. No.
Don't knock until you try it.
I actually have done it.
You have
done
it?
I went to, was that Benson Boone? No, it was Nicky Yore and maybe Benson Boone before he really blew up.
Yeah, they went on tour together. I remember that.
I went to that alone because I had a ticket and I just went, I don't know.
I have such a tendency during experiences to need to look in the eyes of somebody and go, did you see that? Mm. Like, I don't like if Benson, the first time Benson did a backflip or whatever, you'd be like, like, yeah. If I'm alone.
Do you talk with other people who are there?
Sometimes.
I did at the one I went to.
That feels weird to me. I know it's still not going to tell you,
like
try
the
it.
The loser.
Really?
I did. No. I mean, maybe because it was like a little bit younger crowd and then there was just me.
I know, but you know, no one, this is the thing that I need to get over. When you say it, then I realize I need to get over it. No one even notices. They're just thinking, oh, your friend is getting a drink.
Okay, then go try yoga.
I can't.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid of farting.
I didn't know that was the reason.
I'm afraid of two things. I'm afraid of doing it wrong. And then if you're doing it right, I've heard you just get really relaxed and you're just like, anti-fart guy. I'm very anti.
Okay. And you've not done yoga for years, so just if you finally open up, it's gonna
right.
Okay.
Do you want to add to this, or should I just be done?
You can be done. Let's end on the fart.
Somebody says barbecue chips dipped in milk in a chocolate milkshake.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Regular chips, not barbecue.
I'd try barbecue.
Have you ever had chocolate covered potato chips?
Yeah.
Life changing.
It's like a french fry in the Wendy's.
Yes. And it's just it's a salty potato. Got it. The barbecue is where you've gone too far. Not a barbecue chip.
But you kind of do like sweet sauce on barbecue stuff, so I got you there.
Okay.
I got you
there. I'm not going to knock it till I try
it. There you go.
And if you've got a don't knock it till you try it thing, we want to hear from you. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're calling this Don't Knock Until You Try It. It started with like food related things, like throwing a pickle in your Savvy B, which will...
Delicious.
If you like the wine, it just feels like you're ruining it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Or enhancing.
Yeah.
Just because you like something doesn't mean you shouldn't add something to it.
I know we got a bunch of texts we're going to read, but did anybody talk about mustard? Because somebody somebody had said mustard on a cucumber, and I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
Mustard works on a lot of stuff you don't think it works on.
Yeah.
Mustard on a cucumber is kind of like a sandwich. Like, that happens in a sandwich.
Totally.
Mustard on watermelon?
Delicious.
One of the times we did something like this, people suggested it. We did it. It's actually, it's weirdly... Because you're getting that sweetness like your Savvy B, and you're right. getting the vinegary from the mustard.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Ashlyn?
Hello, yes.
Hello,
oh, yes.
Another way to do that. yeah, what should we not knock until we try it?
I've been told, and I've tried it once, is fried pickles in ice cream, kind of like French fries in ice cream.
I'm so down.
Fried pickle.
Like, yeah. I could see it being good.
A little bit of the crunch. The
yeah.
But here, you're ruining the crunch in the ice cream.
No, it's like no. French fries and ice cream.
You're not like setting them in the ice cream and leaving them for hours.
You're not letting them get soggy. That's gross.
Yeah.
So you're keeping them separate yeah. until the moment of truth.
Until it's a good
dip. Like a vanilla ice cream.
That sounds so good, actually.
Who's got the best? We need to just do a day of fried pickles.
Dude, I haven't had one in a while.
Who has the best ones? Because like, there's a place in Longmont called Georgia Boys, and they cut them long ways, so it's not like a disc. It's like a fry. It's like a spear.
I
like a pickle chip, like the thin little disc.
Yes.
Yeah,
who makes that? Up. Say less. We're going. All right, we're going to try your thing. But just vanilla ice cream?
Yeah, just vanilla ice cream. Okay. Keep it simple.
All right. Thank you, Ashlyn.
I don't know.
Hack's making a face.
Yeah, couldn't you just put the ice cream in root beer like a normal person?
So you don't like pickles, do you?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm shocked.
At Chick-fil-A, I tell them to give another person behind me.
Okay. If I was behind you, I'd be so grateful.
Thank you.
Olivia?
Yes!
Yeah. Don't knock until you try it. What's yours?
All right. If you're a pickle lover, this is for you.
Is this all pickles?
It is. Yeah, you guys.
What a beautiful day.
Okay.
Frozen pickle juice in ice cube trays and put it in your Bloody Mary.
I see no problem with it, except I don't like Bloody Marys.
Me too.
So you have me until absolutely nothing here.
I do not like Bloody Marys either.
Really? You seem like textbook Bloody Mary guy.
I do not like them until I am irreversibly hungover. And then it's the only way out. Sometimes the only way out is through.
Right.
Can't turn back.
So maybe you should try pickle juice in them.
You know, I would do that. I would do that right now.
Wouldn't the pickle juice in your ice tray kind of taint the ice tray going forward?
You just have a pickle juice.
You have to leave it.
A DP, as you will.
Designated pickle tray.
Designated pickle tray.
Yeah, I'm not ready to commit like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But I just want to stop at DP and watch your face do that weird thing.
Oh. I almost just said it. I can't say it. Got it.
Megan.
Yay.
We're trying to do don't knock until you try it, but it's turned into what do you do with a pickle?
You know what? It's weird. Mine do not knock it until you try it is a pickle flavored thing.
Okay, what?
So it's the Utz brand of chips, the fried dill pickle with French onion.
Gross,
dip.
You had me. And then you lost it.
Wait, fried dill pickle in
fried
French
dill pickle chips. It's the Utz brand.
Yeah.
I've heard of Utz. I've tried it one time. I didn't think they were that great.
In French onion dip? That sounds awesome.
We're exclusive Utz in our house.
You are?
I think they're from Pennsylvania. So my wife grew up. Yeah.
Okay.
They're good.
So that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Okay. We might try that one. Thank you for the call. What are any of the texts non-pickle related?
Yeah, tons of them, actually. Mac and cheese with sliced banana. I actually want to send that person to a place where they can think about their decision.
That is the worst thing. Now, listen, I was the one who said you could put cheese on a banana. From a textural standpoint, that person does need help.
Yeah.
For sure.
There was also Kraft singles on instant ramen. Recently tried it. Can't make ramen without it now.
Because remember, Powerball Pete would do fish sticks with cheese on it. And while I found it gross, filet a fish sandwich, bro.
No, that makes sense.
It's got cheese on it.
What got me with that is he'd microwave it. No, so it's not even
disgusting.
Getting crispy.
No, it would just be soggy, nasty fish with American cheese on it. Okay.
All right. And a grilled peanut butter apple and bacon sandwich.
Yes.
I think I could get behind it.
I'm getting all the way behind that.
Actually, I didn't need to know that.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's Monday, everyone. It's news or nope.
News. News.
I know. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news.
or no.
Great job, everyone. That's all I'm going to say about that. Great job.
God.
Great job.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Big news, though maybe not to everyone. Maybe I've just been under a rock, but Lewis Hamilton, the F1 driver, right?
You didn't know he was dating?
No, I knew he was dating Kim Kardashian, but he publicly referred to her as his girlfriend for the first time.
He did?
Mm. Yeah, but I think they've kind of been spotted together all year, right?
Yeah, I remember seeing them like on a beach, but I think that was kind of recent.
And then I saw them with his mom and all of her kids recently, but she was in Monaco for the Grand Prix. Am I getting these right? I'm not an F1 watcher.
Was Monaco? And yes,
it is a Grand Prix, but it's, go ahead.
But close enough.
I would maybe make it more like croissant. Oh, it's a Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix.
In Monaco.
Monaco. Monte Carlo.
But yeah, she was there supporting him and like being very wag.
There?
Oh, yeah. She was a wives and girlfriend of. It was cute. I'm happy for
them. I didn't see her. And I got up at 7 in the morning and watched the race.
Oh.
Weirdly.
Wow. I was asleep for
this
that.
This is a very strange thing to say. And because he is also part owner of our beloved Denver Broncos.
He is?
Yeah, he's in on that ownership group with like Condoleezza Rice and the Waltons or whatever, the Walmart family. He's kind of a D. He's been kind of a diva. He's kind of not a nice guy. He won a kajillion championships with Mercedes, blah, blah, blah. Since he's been dating her, he's crazy amounts of nice.
Oh.
And I can't figure it out because I thought his D combined with her diva was just going to be like, ugh. And he was like humble. He went over a 19-year-old won the race. He was very gracious. It was like, who are you? Lewis Hamilton was very much less of the diva that he's been in years past.
Interesting.
And if Kim is part of it, I'm for it.
Yeah. And by the way, which is interesting, they have been friends for over a decade. Like they've been friends dating back to 2014. So,
because she just runs in, like Monaco is one of those places. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but like the race goes by a bay and all the yachts just back up and watch the race. It's like it is the most expensive race to watch.
I like this pipeline.
No,
for them.
It's kind of cute.
I missed getting my yacht there this year.
You did.
Yeah.
Shoot.
It's too bad.
I believe you have more of a dinghy.
Good evening.
They also have a small boat.
Okay.
There's a new Spyro game coming out.
Spring
2027, Spyro the Dragon. They just remastered it in like 2020.
Does
and for
anybody
like the
else
third
in the room
time,
know what Spyro
I
the Dragon
just finished it again. You
yes,
guys,
I know,
this is the little purple dragon, Spyro the Dragon. And this one is going to be even better because.
Is it a video game?
Yes.
He's very cute.
You would love this game, Erica. I'm not joking.
Is it like a
it's
reality
so
game where you're not trying to kill stuff? Or is it a first
You have to complete levels and you have to get all the gems and then you have to like save the world from the bad guys who want the dragon eggs or whatever.
Normally dragons are the bad guys. So who are the
dragons
bad guys?
Dragons are the good guys.
Dragons are the good guys. Yes. Who are the bad guys?
It changes depending on which game you're on.
Okay. How many games does he have? It looks like was
three.
The first in 98?
Yeah.
And he's only got three?
Only three. And they've released them within like 3 years and then just dropped it, remastered in like 2020. And now there's a fourth one coming out, spring 2027, which you will be able to actually fly, which is a big deal for this because you haven't been able to fly previously. You've only been able to glide and swim.
Do you believe that Erin is talking so fast because she was avoiding a nope?
Yes.
She was just like, go, go, go.
But she was passionate. So
I get it. And so it's popular, clearly.
Yeah.
And so did it. It must have had a resurgence during COVID.
Yeah, for sure.
Because everyone was just stuck and it's like, let's play that stupid dragon game.
Well, because they remastered it.
Got it.
Mm.
Okay. And it's on all platforms?
No.
What?
PlayStation.
Only PlayStation.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we don't like it. My son's Xbox only.
I'm okay with the PlayStation, but I don't own one.
I know, but like my son and his friends all think Xbox is better.
They're wrong.
Okay.
They're children.
And are you listening to them for sound advice on everything
because
else?
They play the games like crazy. And like when one of his friends brought a PlayStation to college campus and they laughed him out of the room. Like,
that's mean.
It was
that
Xbox only. I'm sorry. There's a superior.
Okay.
Well, good news about that dragon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Has anyone by chance seen the movie Conspiracy? It came out in 2008. I have never heard of it. Have you seen that?
Do you know who's in it?
Val Kilmer is in it.
Oh.
And they're the director of that movie, Adam Marcus is his name. He posted on social media claiming that Val Kilmer was the worst human being I've ever known.
You don't get to talk about Val Kilmer.
Then he deleted the post, but now everyone's talking about it. And apparently Val Kilmer did have a history of kind of being difficult, I should say, on set.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to ask about. He died last year.
Yes.
And does this feel like once, are you allowed to then pile on once he, but also you're telling your experience, but I don't know what provoked it. And then he did delete it. So I don't know if he would like,
he was,
what was
such
going on.
A smoke show. I could see him be like in Top Gun.
I've never Top Gun. Seen this man in my life.
Val Kilmer? He's Iceman in the original Top Gun.
Yep. And the director of Batman Forever described him as childish and impossible. But this was all before he passed.
Well, yeah, he can't be mean now.
The director of The Island of Dr. Moreau. Have you seen that? That he was in that one. But that director of that movie vowed to never work with Val Kilmer again. So he definitely had a history of this. I don't know. But are we supposed to just kind of let him?
He's one of those actor rest. Guys. Yeah. He's an actor.
Like, like a Tom Cruise?
No. Like he gets into it. Like he's like, because I've
never seen this man in my
life. He played Jim Morrison in The Doors. And I think he kind of did the like Jim Carrey thing. Like he just became Jim Morrison for like months at a time.
That's also
just
known as the Austin Butler thing.
Oh yeah, with Elvis.
Oh yeah, where he couldn't stop talking like that.
Method.
I don't even care.
Method.
That man.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
That man was so hot.
Being Austin. Method
he talking
doesn't...
to me like Elvis.
Ugh. Yeah, he can talk to me like Elvis.
Yeah.
My ovaries are popping.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We all grew up a little bit differently than each other. And I had a revelation today.
Okay.
And I'm curious if it's true. I guess you could say it's a working theory that I've got.
Mm. So you were thinking about us?
I was thinking about you guys while walking my dog.
Okay. During the poop part where you're picking up the poop, you're like,
And
this girl Slacker grew up.
No. I was thinking, what is like the sound that makes you go, oh, it's summer?
Whoa.
Because I was walking my dog through the neighborhood and it was a kid screaming, cannonball! And jumping into the pool and hearing the splash. And I went, oh, it's summer. Like,
yeah.
But I think it really depends on what you did with your summer.
Because you grew up in California, probably.
Yeah, and we would go to like, you know, the
pools all the time.
Yeah, the community, not the community pool, the like rec pool. I don't know.
I was not exposed to pools much. So cannonball is not my summer.
It's not your summer thing.
It's not. I'm trying to think of what is.
I remember I played tennis, and so I would have to wake up early and go play. So for me, it's just like the sound of tennis.
I love that.
The sound of the ball machine going.
We didn't have the ball machine.
Or just the.
Oh, you didn't practice? Just like.
It was a whole group of us.
And like the little sneakers
going
across the court. Yeah.
Huh.
That's so funny. That was another one I was thinking of.
Really?
And. Not for me, but there were people playing tennis and I was like, I feel like for some people.
Yeah. I was just talking to somebody about this. Like we grew up like so differently than the kids now. My parents I had the opposite of a curfew. It was like, you know, like a curfew is be home by.
Yeah.
I had a don't come home until.
During like summer or all the time?
Yeah, it was like get out of the house and I don't want to see you till dinner. Like,
so is your sound like a bike?
My sound like for sure would be like the doorbell ringing and like Tony Staub or one of the neighborhood kids. It was like, somebody would stop by and like you'd all jump on the bikes and it was like late, like bye. I mean, I remember having to come home one time because I'd wrecked my bike so bad that I was bleeding profusely.
Uh-huh. Was that like, in front of a certain house?
In front of what?
A girl's house.
That one was not. One was... So I'm riding. They were doing new construction in a place called Jaeger Hill. This is a great story, right? So they had like built the or like dug the foundation for a walkout basement.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't there 2 days earlier. So we're hauling on our bikes and I'm first and I launched and I landed and it was like, everybody's like, oh, my God. It was the most epic thing I've ever done in my life because I didn't know it was there. And I was like. Whoa.
And you landed into it.
But it's a walkout, so I landed, and then I'm still going because I'm on the road. We would have normally just gone down this hill, and there was no more hill. It was just a straight drop.
Wow.
And I landed, nailed it, perfect. It was the most epic moment of my life. So I circle back around.
Oh, God.
Double or nothing, baby.
Yeah. And the second time, I knew it was there. So
you got scared.
I flinched.
Yeah.
And went straight down. And all my friends were so helpful. They all like circled their bikes and like helped me. No, they scattered. Scattered like cockroaches.
Because they were scared.
Yes. They were just gone because I made a sound like a cantaloupe being dropped. It was like,
oh my, God. Oh my gosh.
That's okay. Your sound of summer.
Yes, yeah. That's right. My sound of summer.
We ate a lot of cantaloupe in the summer.
Yeah.
Is that? It was like, I just remember, yes.
What is yours, T-Hack?
There's corn? a few for me.
Sorry.
Corn tasseling.
Yeah.
What do you call
detasseling.
It?
Detasseling.
Detasseling, yeah. No, I was going to say bugs, because there was those, like, gym bugs.
And,
yeah, the mayflies, and they just, there is a sound that I didn't even know was a sound until I moved to where they aren't there, where you just go outside and you just hear the, like, just constantly, you just hear them.
That's the cicada, right?
Oh my gosh.
I think I always get it confused because there's mayflies, there's June bugs, and there's
June bugs. June bugs are the ones that like fly into my fire and like pop like popcorn, right? They're like the red ones.
Aren't those also love bugs? Aren't they the same thing?
I don't know. I think a love bug. A love bug
was a show with a
no. There's a nickname.
I just
call
Swanson love bug.
Yeah, nobody here knows what the love bug was, but it was a Disney show with a talking VW Beetle in the little hood. We're like,
Herbie.
Herbie the Love Bug.
Yeah, of course. Lindsay Lohan was in the remake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so why'd you let, you needed Herbie? His name is Love Bug.
No,
it's Herbie
the
Love.
I needed the
and it's
government
got number
name.
58 or something. What numbers it got on it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
Love Bugs are a species of March fly, not just a car.
And cicadas only happen once every 7 years.
Right? Here's the thing. I think there's like the 7 year cicada, there's like a 12 year cicada, and then there's like a 3 year cicada,
so there's
or whatever.
Kind of cicadas all the time.
Just kind of, yes. Yeah. Especially, okay. And it depends on what year they went under. Yeah. So it's like in Iowa, oh my God. If you've never seen it,
No, when I lived in Nashville, it happened and I was horrified.
Because you're just wading through piles of dead ones. Because once they've found a mate, and get it done and bury their little eggs under the ground for the next 7 year disaster. They just die in heaps. And it's the most, and they can block out the freaking sun.
Yeah, especially there would be like a local music festival thing, like concert series.
Yeah, with the lights.
And the lights, and you just look up and they're just covered.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm glad that's not my sound of summer.
Okay, so none of these are good. Yours is the only good one. Cannonball's good.
And tennis is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so the boys' rooms
live normal lives.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now, on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios.
Belco Credit Union knows switching accounts is a pain. That's why we want to pay you to do it. Go to belco.org/switch to learn more.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is time for other people's problems. You got them. We solve them. Just send us a DM or whatever. I don't know.
Is that the best way to get to us?
I don't know. Email or I mean, we never solve anything.
Shout into the void. Yeah, we'll find you.
Hello! Help me.
Today we have candy, and we're going to do a bit of a paternity test, I think.
Are we allowed?
Jerry.
What do you mean?
What was the name of the security guard?
Steve Wilkos.
Oh, Steve. God, and he got his own show.
Mm-hmm. He did. That's why I know it. I remember that show.
Wow, you are a colossal loser, man.
I literally don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know any of like, the Jerry
really?
Springer?
And the Steve. Jerry had a security guard?
Yeah, the bald guy, and then he got his own show. Was he a Chicago cop or something?
I believe he was, yeah. He was some sort of cop, and then, yeah, started doing security.
To be totally honest, yeah, you're not a loser for knowing all that stuff.
Thank
that
you.
Made you kind of cool. It means you got some sick days off of school.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk to her. Candy?
Yai.
I'm guessing your name's not Candy. Welcome to the Springer Show. What's happening?
Thank you. Okay, so basically I am dating this like amazing, he's a great guy. I love him so much. I really think he's my future. I think we could be amazing together. I think we have a real future together.
But
the problem is I was still fooling around with this other guy before I became exclusive with my current boyfriend.
That happens, I guess. You know, when you're first starting.
It does. You're usually dating like four people at the beginning anyway.
Really? What's that like?
Bragger.
Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry, I have a little cough. So you were okay. And what?
Yeah. Okay, so I was still seeing another guy, you know, just weighing my options. We weren't exclusive yet. But the thing is, now I am actually pregnant. And... either of these guys could technically be the father.
Either could be the father.
Like the timing.
Yes, and I don't know what to do about it. If I tell my boyfriend that I was sleeping with another guy when we first started dating, he's not going to be happy, obviously, and I don't want to lose him. I'm scared of how he might react, but I very much do not want the other guy to be the father. So I can't.
Well, you don't. Saying so, out loud, as Erica said, into the void several times, I don't want him to be the father. That doesn't change whether or not he is actually the father.
Manifesting.
I don't know if you know how spermy, eggy thing happens, but manifesting, it's a bit too late for that.
Do they look the same?
They do. They look enough alike.
What kind of question is that?
That's good.
Are you encouraging her to lie?
Yeah.
You can't lie if you don't know the truth.
I mean, can't I just move forward with my boyfriend that I like?
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, Candy. We're worried about one of our own over here now.
I'm about to excuse her from the room. That was real dark. It's that one thing where like you go to a funeral and you meet somebody that you really like and then...
it's not that.
It is. And then it's like,
how about a funeral?
And then the answer is like, kill your aunt, because then that's a way to meet the same person because you didn't get their information. And that's exactly what Aaron just did. It's like, do they look the same? Maybe kill your aunt.
It's like, not even close.
It's exactly the same. Okay, sorry. We are real frenetic right now because this is... You don't... I would just say, men understand... as well as women, nobody in this room was all that weird about the fact that you were sleeping with more than one person before you became exclusive. The problem becomes is that you're now pregnant and then it gets real, real all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That was my question because I kind of missed out on this modern dating thing or whatever because I was married pretty young. But how everyone knows, you date multiple people at a time. That's how it goes. But if I tell him I did that, he'll be mad.
Well.
Why?
Candy, could I... take a jump here and just assume that if he found out that you were having unprotected
relations
with two people, that might be more what he's upset about.
Like,
because that's pretty bold.
Not like within
a couple
of weeks.
It could also still be protected, though. Accidents happen.
Was it an accident in that way?
I mean, yeah, it was a total... it was an accident. I don't... Yeah.
So,
either way...
So which raincoat broke?
Yeah.
Let me just jump in here real quick. I'm sure there's more questions coming, but let's get the phone lines full. 303-222-5423. Can she Well, what does she do now? Like, do you tell them both? You don't even want to tell this other dude?
No, because I want him to be the father no matter what. Like, he's going to be a better father. I want to be with him. And, I mean, I don't want to tell the other guy either because I don't want to complicate it and I don't want to bring him back into my life.
Did you just say he's going to be the father no matter what?
It's who I want to be the father. Like,
I get it.
He's going to be a better father.
The person you want to be in a relationship with and you're hoping that he would stick around even if the kid isn't his? Is that what we're saying?
Or are you saying what he doesn't know won't hurt him?
Yeah, like I just I don't know if I need to, like, I don't want to come clean, and it's, you know, I'd rather take the odds that it's 50, you know, that it might be his child than just come clean and be by myself.
Does he know you're pregnant yet, or are you just telling us?
I haven't had the full conversation. I just found out very recently, and I have been doing a lot of talking with myself and trying to figure out the situation.
He is giggling.
No, this is too much. I don't know.
I mean, someone else has to have been through this. Like, I am not the first one.
You're drunk with power right now. I don't even, like, the words escape me. You're so casual about this whole thing. It's like, well, I mean, I know who I want to be the father, so then he's just going to be the father, right? And it's like,
that's absolutely not how it works.
But you said manifesting, which is also
the idea of manifesting, but you don't get to, like, pick for him if he's okay with it. But I also see your dilemma because, I don't know, how early can you get a paternity test once baby's born?
You can definitely get one. Definitely get one when the baby's born. It's way more intrusive and slightly dangerous during the pregnancy because you got to puncture.
So it's like,
I wouldn't.
It's not super likely you're going to be able to find the answer to this before you talk to him. You'd have to ask for samples from the men. So.
Can I have a quick convo with just T-Hack?
Sure.
T-Hack, let's just pretend you were doing this single thing and whatever, and then your girl goes, I'm pregnant. You would just go, that's amazing. And then the kid comes out, and we're using Aaron's words, looks enough like you.
Okay.
At what point would you even be entertain the idea of DNA testing that kid, or would you? Like,
no,
I live in a trusting world where I don't know that I'd ever test the kid.
I'm saying the right thing for her to do would be to test prior, but that's not really a good option.
I don't think she wants to test. She's chosen who the father is. Period. Aww. Full stop.
Yeah, and if she's completely honest, then do you have both of them there, and there is there's like a winner and a loser when it comes out,
like
of
the,
like,
Hunger Games,
kind of. Oh. Like, you're dismissed, I guess. And then
I'm so sorry we're speaking to you about you in this way. This is just, it's obviously a big dilemma. You just seem casual about it.
I mean, I'm trying to be chill about it. I know it is a big deal, but I don't know. It's not hitting me, I guess, in the way people think it should.
And you feel like if you went to your boyfriend and said, there's a chance it's this guy's, if it turned out to be the other guy's, do you think your relationship is over?
I think so. Yeah, I think there's a good chance. I don't know exactly what he would do.
I don't think that's for sure. If you love someone and they're like, oh my gosh, this happened before we were...
I
understand the concept and I understand the logic, and on paper you're 100% right, but it's like, we're too new. From if I'm with you 20 years, like, what, it's a different story. Like, we're too new for me to be that invested to go, I understand why it happened. I do. No harm, no foul. Peace. Have fun with that dude, that one,
and that baby.
Hey, hang on, Candy. She said, I'm sure other people have been in this position. I don't know that that's true. Maybe it is. Either.
I think people have been, and I kind of give her some credit for, at least, like, she could have just not said anything. And, like, I bet that happens for sure, where you don't know, or you just choose to go, it's probably fine. And then you live your life, because because of the dating overlap, because you don't want to admit to yourself or whatever. I'm sure that happens.
But do you feel, here come the therapy words, what did she want from us today? I think what she wanted was for us to channel our inner Aaron and go, hey, they look enough alike.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. don't ask, don't tell.
No harm, no foul.
What did she want?
I think that's what she wanted.
She wanted confirmation that it's okay to not tell either guy that there was another guy. Choose based on who she likes, who the father is, not
but when
the
you think
science
about
of who the father is.
The baby, what's better for the baby? Sorry.
The good guy who may or may not be the father.
Right.
That's what's better for the baby. Mm-hmm. That's a wild.
I know. I'm just maybe
wholly
that's
unfair
what's going through
to
her.
One person 50% of the time.
Yeah. That maybe that's
he could actually be the father.
Is.
This could all be for naught. Mm-hmm. But you're just taking that decision away from him is just not fair. Is all I'm saying.
But what if the baby gets born and then they figure it out? I don't know.
This is all very flippant and we don't know what to do. So if you have advice, you want to yell, you want to manifest, we will have it all at 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice
1059. So we don't know where we're at. We were talking to Candy. She's pregnant. She's got a guy she loves very much. Thinks he's the future.
Yep.
Problem is, she's been pregnant long enough that it was during a period where that guy and this other guy, who she obviously doesn't like, overlap.
Maybe not doesn't like, but just doesn't want to have children with him. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's interesting. We say she loves this guy that she's with. I don't know how long they've really been together. I think she sees a future with him.
She did use those exact words. I see a future with him.
Yeah, because it's like if you kind of find out you're pregnant kind of quick and... Yeah.
So she hasn't really even told him she's pregnant. Some of the things she was saying were like, it was like, I choose him to be the father.
Uh-huh.
It's such a wild statement. I just can't get my brain around it because it's like...
Because she does not know which man
correct.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a 50% chance he is, but like, she's just going to roll the dice that like, she marries this guy, he raises his child, and then... The child gets hurt in some way and they pull blood and it's like, and then he's like, oh, wait, what?
Or someone runs a 23andMe or whatever and she just doesn't think it's ever going to come up.
Okay. So she's asking us what to do. I'm just flabbergasted. So let's go. Isaiah.
Yay.
Yay.
What do you think about this whole thing?
Call me old fashioned. I got married at 20 and I'm 24 now, but, first is keep the legs closed till there are rings on that thing, but
oh, okay. Well, then keep your own legs closed till there's a ring on that thing.
If you're moving forward with this guy, you think he's the one, you got to be honest with him. How are you going to keep a secret this whole time raising a damn kid with him and it's not even his?
Maybe.
Be honest now.
Maybe not
forward,
even his.
Try and be healthy moving forward.
Erica. Even
I'm sorry,
you
I'm a little
actually
angry
believe,
at the keep your
yeah.
legs closed
well,
till the
legs have to be closed too, or whatever guys' legs
yeah,
have to do.
Just blocked.
Had they done that, they wouldn't be in this place in the first place. I'm just saying.
Right, okay. It's too late though, so let's move on.
Yeah, we can't. Okay.
Yeah, we don't know that it's not his kid though, so.
But if it's even possible that it's not, shouldn't she tell?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Isaiah. Don't drive anywhere near the station.
No.
They will find you.
You don't even have to be nearby. I'm on the hunt.
Yeah, Aaron's got your phone number.
Just open your legs. He'll find you.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
He's married.
He is.
Sharon. Sharon!
Yes.
Yes.
Worked. Do you have advice for Candy and this colossally outrageous decision?
No, I want to know why it's okay for her to be like, oh, this is, I just found out I was pregnant. She can only be with either one of them for 3 or 4 months. Why is that okay?
Wait, what?
She, you're just saying that she was having relations with two different men she'd only known for a
Sharon,
little while?
Sharon, are you friends with a man named Isaiah?
No.
No, but
I don't get it. Why is she not upset about the fact she's only been with him for a few months and she's going to lay on him, oh, I'm pregnant and with another guy? Maybe?
Maybe. Thank you for putting maybe. That maybe in there.
I know, but it's not okay.
I don't think she thinks it's okay or she wouldn't have called us. I think that it's her reality and she's trying to figure out
how to navigate it.
How to tell him.
Yeah.
This guy's going to dump you like a hot box of rocks if he finds out that you're pregnant with either one's baby. Who wants to be with a girl that gets pregnant that
fast? Well, I just want to say he has
to participate in the act of making a baby. What are we doing?
I know. Did she say, she said she thought a birth, I forget what she said, one or another birth control she thought broke. Was it hers or was it his? I don't remember what she said.
I don't recall either.
Okay, but thank you for the call. Are we in a time warp or something?
I don't know. Are we in the 90s?
Because so many people are like putting the blame solely on her for being with child.
No one wants to be with a girl who gets pregnant like that. He knows how babies are made.
One would assume.
Or he's dumb.
Okay.
Could be both.
He should keep his legs closed.
Can we let the Isaiah thing go?
Maybe.
Okay, TX getting another call, so we just have to keep talking amongst ourselves until he makes that happen. I guess for me, if she lies and it comes out later, what would you do then?
No, it's very bad. I don't know that lying, correction, I know that lying is not a good option.
Okay.
We had a text that said, just tell them both and leave it at that. Leave it at that. Well, they're going to have follow-up questions.
Okay. This person has asked for VD and they also want to be called Candy.
Okay.
Candy?
Yay.
Yay. You are disguised. You're going through this exact same thing?
Yes, I am. My child will be 11 soon. And you have to tell them both. It will eat you alive every day, I promise you.
So you told one guy
and
they both knew. They both knew. When I told the guy that I was with that I was pregnant, the first words out of his mouth were, is there anyone else that could be the father?
Oh.
Because we were very newly together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yes.
Oh, God.
But then we kind of fudged when we went to the first ultrasound, we were like, oh, well, we'll just kind of say, you know, that it looks like it's more yours, you know, and get him to back off. So he was aware, he knew there was no DNA test, but we kind of like lied about the timing a little bit.
Do you think now that it is his?
Yeah, honestly, I do.
That you said it wasn't?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
How does that feel?
Oh, God.
It hurts.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm going to cry. I believe I made the right decision, but two things. I feel like a horrible human because the other guy was not a bad guy. I feel like I'm robbing him the opportunity to be a parent, which is not fair. That was not my right to take that from him. And two, you know, with 23andMe, well, I guess that, ancestry, it is very easy for our children these days to find these things out.
Would you ever do a test now?
If my son didn't grow up hating me, you know, like, it's awful. I don't do it.
Oh, my God.
You said they're turning 11?
Don't do it. Yes.
Okay.
Is it too late to set it right?
Yes. We can't. And we went on to have more kids. I thought it would be, you know, he was like, just bury the hatchet. Just forget it. And we don't ever bring it up. But I think about it all the time.
Yeah, living with that alone. That's rough.
You know,
it's so different than if you're more open about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Candy, we don't envy the position you're in at
all. Thank you for sharing with us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad I got through because I'm like, oh my God, I'm living this. Please don't do it.
Yeah, and you're 11 years ahead of this girl. So
you're saying find out for sure, just to be clear.
And yes.
Okay. That's great advice.
Just tell them both you're pregnant. Maybe the other guy will be like, no, I don't want anything to do with that.
Yeah.
And the other guy will be like, yay, and you'll not have to worry about it.
Oh my God.
At least you'll have a clean conscience, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, do right by your baby. That's the important thing.
Thank you for the call, Cody. Do right by your baby. I'm going to go hit the showers. Does anyone?
Let's be done.
Yep.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
We're going to be divided on some kind of line here. There's a would you rather scenario out there. So it's one of those indecent proposal things. Somebody comes up to you and goes, I'm going to give you $500,000 right now.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of that guy who just shows up on the street, he hands things away? Juan? You know who Juan is?
No.
Literally not at all.
He's in my feed every day. That was epic. I think it was that was epic. He walks up to people. They're sitting there like enjoying a coffee and they have their like earphones in. He walks up and goes, cuts their headphones. And they're like, what the? And he's like, we want Apple AirPods. You want, like, he gives them things. And then he just...
I've seen the guy cut the wires before.
That's one, I think.
Oh.
The only version of this I've ever seen is a guy who like pretends like he needs money.
Yeah.
That guy too. Someone who gives it and then he's like, Can you help me up?
I'm blind or whatever.
Oh my gosh, I saw that one.
Yes. And then the guy's so kind to him and then he ends up doing GoFundMes and stuff and gives him like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
The whole thing weirds me out though.
It does a little bit.
Why are we acting?
Yeah.
Just be kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not Juan, but some stranger comes up to you and says, here's $500,000 right now.
You'd be stoked.
Or I'll give you $1,000 every time you run 1 mile in under 12 minutes. And 12 is not, 12 is not like Olympic.
No.
It's not that hard. Like I could run a 9.
I think all of us could run a 12 right now.
You really do? I don't think I could, right?
You with your back problems, maybe not, but...
Even without them, I don't know my first try out I'd hit a 12. It's 12
for
12
just
feels,
1 mile? You don't have to go a bunch of miles in a row.
I know, but I would do an all-out sprint for about...
30 seconds.
And then I would just be side aching and like, God! Ah!
This is you in everything in your life. Is you're like, hit it hard. I'm out of going too hard. Like, just chill for a minute, man.
I want to get after it.
I promise you, you could probably do a 12.
There was so much hedging of the bed in there. Do it. I promise you could do it. Should we do it right now? Let's play a couple songs.
No, I've already done this today.
You've ran today?
I ran 3 miles this morning.
On purpose?
Yes.
Were you being chased?
No. Dane wanted to go, we went.
So you guys are runners now?
We're not runners. We run 3 to 5 miles a week.
I don't know how to tell you this, sweetheart. You're a runner.
No. Runners are going 3 to 5 every day.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Okay.
I was a runner in COVID times.
Like, how much were you running?
6 to 7 every day.
That's ridiculous.
I was just bored.
Okay. There's so many other things to do out of boredom.
I got tired of those too.
Have you tried snacking?
Yes.
We've all, okay. So here was the thing. $500,000 right now or that 1,000 every time you run 1 mile under 12. And it doesn't say that there's a limit. So like what you did today, you'd have got $3,000 for what you did.
Yeah. And I would go with $1,000 for every mile without a doubt because I can just keep my job, run a couple miles when I have a chance, and it's just supplemental income.
But you'd have to do that 500 times before you get what I just got just now. I'd be like, yoink.
Okay.
Like, thank you.
And then you'll never get more again. Because then I can run... I don't know, 100 miles a year forever.
So you're... Okay.
I would take the money immediately. I would take the 500 and I'd invest it because you get about 10% back. It's an extra $50,000 a year. That's pretty good. You got a little nest egg. And best of all, I don't have to run.
But isn't it also nice to be like incentive to work out and become like the best version of yourself? Mm. And a bunch of people in this on Reddit were like, well, then I'd quit my job and I would just run. No, keep doing your job.
Yeah,
you
do
have
your
plenty
job.
Of time to run outside of your job.
I know, but if you could, like, if you're not making good money, making $1,000 every 12 minutes, I think I'd learn to run.
I think I would.
Like, I would run a little more if $1,000 every 12 minutes.
A little more.
Five times.
I'm going to need to rest in between.
I know, but if you could run 5 miles in an hour, 12 minute miles is five times in 1 hour, right? 12 times five.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that. I can't run back to back.
You would get there. You'd get used to it.
But you just do. Then you're working 1 hour a day
for
$5,000, bro. $5,000 a day? I think you'd get used to that. Who am I? I'm trying to talk you into what I guess,
but also 500 lump sum. Just sign it, get it, take it.
But then that's it. You're getting no more money.
It's not it. You invest it.
But even
you can
then,
invest the $5,000 and make every single
job.
Day.
I would do exactly what Erica's saying. I would just have that money.
I like what you just said, though.
Invest the $5,000
every
day.
Every day that you get the money, you just invest it. It would only take you 100 days match, which is...
No,
which,
you're right. You just did it.
Are you kidding? That's a third of a year.
I know, but that's saying you could run 5 miles every day. And like, what if you got hurt? Then you're just out. Like, if he blows his knee out, he's out. He's out of the game.
But you have the money to replace your knee and get back at it.
You guys just aren't eliminating the running in any way. Like, you're doing there's still the running. I don't want to do that.
I want to hear from listeners. What do you think? What did it say what most people did?
I think it was pretty split. Also, are we split in the room?
I don't know what Aaron's going to do.
I would run.
Yeah.
You really would?
Yeah. I'm trying to get in shape. And
there's two people in this room who work
round
out a lot.
Is a shape.
Different shape.
I'm trying to run up a bag.
Round shape.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We just want to say thank you. Don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that was epic. If you came out to our inaugural Strays of Summer at number 38.
Are you going to hit a meow?
Well, I can.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cats were a big hit.
They were
cute. I think a lot of cats went home.
They did.
With new owners. With their parents.
There was like some bidding wars going on cats. They weren't, but like just, it was such a great event. If you don't know what we're talking about, we talked about it for a couple of weeks. We brought together like 12 shelters,
I think. It was 13.
I don't know. Was it? I mean, and it was just at number 38 in the heat of the summer, and it was like, not exactly well thought out, but everyone was so nice.
It was thought out.
Well, but I mean, I wasn't, for some reason, like Strays of Spring has a little more tank, but then you could get like a snowstorm and then it wouldn't work at all.
Right.
So we got to do Strays of Summer. Mm-hmm. But whoever brought all the big, like the waiter pools for the dogs.
So smart. Oh, they loved it.
They would just sit there with their, just that sprawl. What
that sploot. It's called the sploot.
It's a sploot, yeah.
Oh my God. Hmm. Why didn't I learn that?
I tried to teach you and you ignored me.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yes, and thanks to Sploot for bringing out, they had their tent out there. They gave away a membership.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder who won that. Hopefully someone who got their pet this weekend.
I don't know why. I get weird expectations in my head. And for some reason, I thought it would be a lot of like decrepit, I forget how many shelters have puppies.
There had to have been 40 puppies there.
It was wild. And even the big dogs like Slacker, the Great Dane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the big dogs, like there were still dogs who were under a year. So you could have kind of a puppy still life a puppy without life. A full puppy life.
Yeah, you got a little training done already on those dogs. You walk them back into your house.
Yeah.
And there were also no issues amongst the dogs. We got some wrestling in and stuff.
Yeah.
And
they were wild.
Yeah. They were awesome.
Was
it Longmont Humane Society or somebody over on the one side had like a little yap yap dog that was so mad the whole time because they've like the one woman had to stay in her booth. Oh, it wasn't Longmont. It was the one next to him. She was like, I'm the only one here. So she couldn't leave.
Oh.
So the dog didn't get to go see other dogs. So finally somebody took that dog and it had a blast.
I was like, someone should have come and got me. I would have taken the dog.
Yeah, oh my God, it was so great. Then the dog was playing with the dogs from like those shepherds that were from like Longmont Humane Society and Licorice from Lola's.
I loved Licorice.
Licorice was such a cute dog.
I don't know if I met Licorice.
Oh, you
but
might.
I did like, meet Emmy, and then Dane almost took her home.
You guys almost got a dog.
I didn't think we were that serious. And then he was like leaving because he had to run. He's like, I got the number for the rescue in case we really want to.
Was that one of the dogs at Positive Restorations or
Res
Dog?
Res Dog. And she was just the little baby. She was just hanging out in my arms for a long time.
Like kind of brownish furry one?
Yes. I know.
How do you not take that dog home?
We almost did. I hope someone else did. She was getting like spayed this week, I think.
Okay.
So hopefully someone else is getting it.
Do we want to like run through everybody? I just want to say this.
Sure.
We haven't really said it out loud, but we're doing that again, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What? That was...
It was great.
It was
yeah.
better than I think I expected it to be.
We're outside on a Saturday, beers, margaritas, mm-hmm. dogs, cats.
Yeah.
My buddy Josh brought his daughter and didn't get an animal.
Very surprised by that.
Yeah.
It did not go well at home.
Oh,
I bet.
No.
I bet. No. Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. But again, one of the things we're gonna rattle all these off, and I think they're probably still up on our website, but we get like here was the one thing that a lot of the shelters said. They all play nice together. Like
yeah.
if you put us next to like some other radio station, we're gonna burn them down. Like we're gonna fight.
You don't say that publicly.
No, but if we're next to where's Big Mike at? KYGO?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm yeah. knocking their tent over.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing something.
Mm-hmm. I love Big Mike. He's a great human, but you can't put our tents next to each other.
Right.
You
right.
did that meat remote, right?
I did, yeah.
And I was like, fight each other. But like all yeah. the animal shelters, they don't have that instinct. Their dogs like just talk
well,
to each other.
They
and...
just want to help dogs.
I know, yeah, exactly.
They're just kind-hearted people.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, and that was something that we learned too, is all of them, even if you can't adopt a pet, they are looking for fosters, right? Yeah. They're all looking for people to
for
join this
sure.
community. So if you're interested in that, definitely reach out.
Reach out to any of these people. Mm-hmm. And if they don't need you, because I realize the woman who waits on us at Cativella, like does...
She said fosters
hobo,
for hobo. Yeah.
What is it? Hobo
care boxer rescue.
Yes. But she was the one carrying around a boxer on her arm that mm-hmm. was... sound asleep from it was like
baby.
It was just like
is that the one that I that my nephew said looks like a dragon from
yes
dragon?
Oh. Yeah.
yes okay, was okay. With the like
yeah
the face
so cute.
Yeah so Hobo was one of the companies. Res Dog we already said. Who else mm-hmm. was out there?
Angels with Paws.
There was Lola's. I think we said
hold
them.
On is Angels with Paws where Pete got a dog from? I think
oh,
it was.
Was
oh,
it
the first
Powerball
dog,
Pete
yeah.
showed up like 10 minutes early mm-hmm. and stole one of the cutest dogs right away.
Like was adopted before the event began.
Before we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. But it's okay because mm-hmm. it looks exactly like his other dog.
And their dog's name is Biscuit and this one's name was Cookie.
Yeah, it was like it
come
was
on.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
So that happened. Who else?
Evergreen, right? Isn't that one?
Evergreen
Animal Protective League. Yes. Yeah.
They had Slacker the Great Dane, who
that's
is
right.
still up for adoption.
Yep.
You guys did we
sweetest put, boy.
You, somebody adopt Slacker. You don't
He's
have to leave his name
Instagram.
As Slacker. That dog is a gentle
yeah.
giant. The woman who fosters him lets him sleep with her. You don't have to do the same. She has like boxers that sleep with her as well. And she said Slacker is great with cats as well.
Cute.
This giant dog loves everyone, every creature. So adopt that dog.
Yeah.
Who else?
Very cute. We mentioned Longmont Humane Society. There was also Old Dogs, New Digs.
Oh, and they actually
have
had
the
some
senior
people.
Dogs. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. I'm going to steal the name because that's who Pete got it from. Scroungy Dogs and Pretty
oh, yes.
Pups
yes.
is where
oh.
Pete got his dog.
Yes, that's right.
All right. That's fine. I guess you can take it. Positive Restorations.
For sure. They mm-hmm. had a ton of cute puppies.
They had so many puppies.
And by the way, please look all these places up. They're all going to be involved in 12 yeah. Strays of Christmas this winter, but you got to look them up in the meantime. Who else?
There was Red Fern Animal Rescue. There was Soul Dog Rescue.
Oh my God.
A Friend of Jack and Four Paws for Life.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Fetch Photo Truck.
Yeah.
That dude was yeah. awesome.
Yeah, super that was so cool. Those pictures are dope.
Cool. Like, I want them in my house. I would rather have pictures of dogs than humans.
Yeah. Well, you can get them of your own dog. Done.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant you just wanted to.
I don't know if he
photos.
Can wrangle my dogs. I think he's super talented, but my dogs are.
I can
spazzes.
Guarantee he could.
You know,
that's his entire job.
The Tito's folks were really nice. They were mm-hmm. handing out swag. Kong was there with a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I and Love and You was giving out
that's
dog
right.
and cat food.
Yeah.
And we'll say it again, Sploot.
Yeah.
Those guys come, they're coming to the table and they made some promises like about okay. the next thing we do. Yeah. I mean, if your dog, cat, ferret, whatever gets sick, go to Sploot, please. Mm-hmm. What else? Is that it?
I think that was it. It was really fun. Oh, and thank you to number 38 for having us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everyone for coming. It was a hot day, but we had a lot of fun.
It was amazing. So I think there's going to be some cool videos up on our socials.
Fingers crossed.
Within the next few days. And if not, we'll see you at 12 Strays of Christmas, like 7 months from now.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I am passionate about this.
Okay.
I do not believe that there is any chance in the world that Taylor and Travis are getting married at Madison Square Garden.
Why not?
Why would you ever want to be like, and then we got married on the floor of the arena that I've played a million times?
Because it's, there's something cool about it.
Not for them.
It's really not cool.
Not for them.
He's never got to play there. He's a football player.
Wah, all the way home,
no,
Travis.
No, but maybe he won.
They're not New, well, she's a New York girl, but he's not a New York guy.
Okay.
So it's not like, if he was like born and raised in the city, maybe, maybe. And he's like, I just want to play MSG. But
like, what if he just wants to play MSG because he was a little kid from Ohio who always dreamed of like, get like,
would he any of you
basketball when he was a kid? Is he's
for
tall,
sure?
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He is a tall man.
Okay, all right.
Would any of you ever be like, Hack might be where I
yes,
lose it here?
Yeah,
like, oh yeah, I'll get married at Ball Arena.
I get married at Red Rocks in a heartbeat.
Red Rocks is different. You're outside.
Mm, yeah. What? What's wrong with Ball Arena?
Nothing.
What do you
wrong?
Hate about Ball Arena?
Oh my God. So Abs Nuggets, just know if you're comping tickets to anyone on this show, it shouldn't be Erica because she thinks your arena is stupid.
I love the arena for what it stands for. I love to go to games there. My wedding day, I don't need like, oh, and French fries are $9.50. Like, what okay. are we doing?
Well, they're clearly not going to open the regular concession stands.
No, I understand that, but it's like they're still there. They would have to cover every inch of Madison Square Garden to make it a
so
venue.
So what are you saying? Mm. You're saying this is a smokescreen? This is a red herring?
100%, because it's so out there. It's like July 3rd, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
this is not
no
a headlining
way.
Show.
No. She's not. They're not getting married there.
But I've heard there's
all.
1,000 people coming.
Yeah, you can host 1,000 people elsewhere.
When you're rich, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
You
including,
can buy a whole city for your wedding.
Including true. Madison Square Garden and cover all the parts up like you just said.
I understand that. Okay, sorry. She's played there 8 times in her career.
And Travis has played 0.
It's just weird.
So it does seem like this goes against everything we know about Taylor to then all of a sudden be like, actually, big wedding for everyone. And it's this date at a big public place.
Right.
It seems like that's probably not the truth. I would, you know, like.
Yeah. The rumors are they're getting married there because there's no windows and no helicopter could just fly over and get photos of them.
That makes total sense.
Okay.
Now I'm back. I'm 100% on board.
And there's like secret tunnels for cars to come in and the guests wouldn't be seen going anywhere. But I just. To have no natural light in your own wedding photos seems bananas.
Yeah, especially when Travis built the hole for the proposal, all the flowers, and it's outside. Like
they could build that inside. They could bring in like that. There's that weird satellite thing. You know about the satellite that can bring the sun to you now? Have you heard about this?
What are you talking about?
No.
Somebody look this up. Aaron, look it up. There's a thing.
You sound dumb as you're saying it.
I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Like, you go, I need some sunlight right now. And you go, here I am. Like, you could be in pitch black in Juneau, Alaska in the worst time ever. And these satellites are up there with just mirrors on them. They go, okay, here you go.
And how and are goes, those satellites going to break through?
Just a bunch of mirrors to get them into.
The windowless.
She could absolutely pull it off. Tell me I'm wrong.
No.
Reflect Orbital. It's an infrastructure startup.
Yes, that's, and they're going to be able to reflect.
That's great. Are you forgetting that Madison Square Garden has, as I just said, no windows and a roof? No,
they, like you beam it down to like a thing right in front of the door, and then it
more
beams
mirrors.
It up to. Yes, yeah, like bong, 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 bong. You just bounce it around, and
I
like,
bet that's what
she
they're
could bring
do.
The sun inside Madison Square Garden.
100%. That's what they're going to do for sure.
Okay, well, you're acting like the sun. Like she has. We just said she could buy a city. I also think then she could buy sunlight inside Madison Square Garden. Am I crazy? I'm not crazy. Like
she could.
She would find she if she wants sunlight inside Madison Square Garden, she can pull off sunlight inside Madison Square Garden.
There's just like something tacky about it to me. Like that's like me being like, and then my wedding is going to be hosted at the radio station. Like no,
but
this is my place of work, not my place of love.
I would have been with you until the security thing. Like
I know,
no one can be seen coming or going. If she did it. In the Hamptons or wherever she lives?
Rhode Island.
Okay. Is that near the Hamptons?
No.
Doesn't she have a house in the Hamptons also?
I mean, it's kind of close, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all up there.
Yeah.
It's all up there. Just the geniuses on this show.
On the right side of the country.
No, but like, if that's the case, helicopters can fly over it.
I know. And there were some rumors going around TikTok that none of her close friends posted anything on their Instagram stories or at all anywhere this weekend. And there were fireworks seen near her home in Rhode Island.
So you think she got married this last weekend?
I think anything is possible at this point except Madison Square Garden. Someone, like Aaron's with me.
Yeah, for sure.
Follow the satellites.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's so good that Tiak is married.
Yeah.
Because... there's a list of things you should not do on a first date. And it's pretty straightforward stuff. You know, you shouldn't keep your AirPods in.
Yeah,
is one
rude.
Of the things on the list or whatever.
For sure.
And TX said, so this is one that's okay on the list?
Yeah, I said that one's that's just rude in general. I hate when kids do it when they're out with the parents and they just have the AirPods in. Especially like you'll see a grandparent with a kid and they just...
Don't
the kids just, I hate it. Like, come on, kids.
My daughter has such thick, gorgeous, luxurious hair that you don't know that she has her AirPods in. And it's off-putting.
Because
I'll be like sitting to the left of her going, no. And she doesn't hear anything I'm saying.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
Mm.
But anyway,
you did make a blanket statement here.
Which was?
What was it? Most of these things aren't so bad.
Yeah, I think most are okay.
So we're gonna roll through some of the things on the list, and TX gonna defend the position. You're on a first date with somebody,
okay?
And they do this. TX thinks it's okay. Leaving your AirPods in, even he agrees.
Right,
that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Burp your name,
like spelling it in burps, like
R. That's your burp sound?
I couldn't do a burp.
R.
Ew. It sounds like you're burping.
I know. That's what, and isn't that what we would?
It just reminds me of the house bunny.
Oh my gosh. What does she say?
Penelope.
I can't even do it.
Penelope.
To remember people's names, she always does that. She goes,
Erica.
There we go.
Why couldn't what I is the that? House Bunny?
Oh, Anna Faris, yeah. Rumor Willis, Catherine McPhee, I think.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a movie?
Yeah. Tyson Ritter was the guy in it.
You're right. You're right. From All American Rejects.
You missed this one completely?
Literally never heard of this in my life. Yeah. Do I have to circle back or does it not hold up?
Oh, it holds up.
For real?
Honestly, I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while. But.
It's been a hot minute, but I like it.
Okay. So, Hack, defend Burp Your Name.
I think if that's your talent, you want to, that's putting your best foot forward. And I also think, I just believe in being yourself because you want to attract a partner that likes you for you.
Okay,
and so the quicker you can get to you, like if you're looking for a partner that will burp back at you, you got to put it out on the table.
How about this one?
First date.
Sure. If that's what you're looking for.
Okay.
I'm not saying I would burp my name. That's not my talent. I don't have any talent.
Okay. Look at her body and say, Daddy, like. You cannot defend that. You cannot.
Is she hot?
It doesn't even matter if she's hot if you like it, right?
Right.
She's hot to you.
No woman is going to be like, that's the one.
Yeah.
He looked at me and said, Daddy, like.
I would advise against speaking in third person, generally speaking.
Or referencing yourself as daddy.
Okay. Yeah. You guys picked the hardest ones on the list first.
How about...
But showing off your prison tattoos, you're being open and honest about your past. What's better in a relationship than that?
Showing off your... So you think... Well, there's no... Prison tattoos, aren't they typically like the teardrops around your eyes?
That's for certain.
If you murdered people.
I think that's what that's for,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And so, we love an open and honest man, right?
I actually don't think the prison tattoos is the worst because if you've been in prison, maybe... Your date should know that.
There's one on the list that I don't think is bad. Use a coupon.
Thank you. I don't think that's bad.
You guys.
Thank you.
Dude.
Pay full price for once. I'm already making less than you on the dollar. Pay full price.
First off. Okay. Now, you don't know that.
I'm the general woman here.
But you're overgeneralizing. Like he might be making.
I don't think we overgeneralize that women would make less money.
But like that particular man and you.
That's none of my business. Get a better job then.
Yeah, but you'll be a better negotiator then.
And what better way to weed out a partner like Erica than using a coupon and just being like, well, I'm glad that didn't work and I don't have to have this fight anymore.
Doesn't that say I manage my money. This is a person you could spend your life... Like some guy who's like, order the caviar. I don't even like it, but just get it because I like burning money on hot chicks. Like
Daddy like.
Daddy like burning money on body like that. Oh, girl. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Is there like, anything with like a coupon versus a gift card?
To me, anybody who says gift card is cash.
With gift card.
It's cash.
Yeah, a gift card is okay.
Okay.
But coupon is
unless
like,
he's like, well, we have to go to the Olive Garden because I have a gift card. That's the only place we can go. Then I'd probably be like, then I don't know what we're doing here.
I'm trying to bring you into my life. Aww. And this, it's sad.
I don't think I you can't make it. Like, if you're trying to claim you're not superficial and not a gold digger.
I never claimed that.
Okay. I'm saying if womankind. Let me rephrase, princess.
Okay, okay.
I'm sorry, but like women are always like, guys try too hard to impress. You don't have to do that. Then it's like, what's less impressive than a coupon?
Thank you.
Nothing is less impressive.
Coupon. Yes. When the server comes back around and you gotta.
Yeah. It's not even the same restaurant.
No, these days, men don't try hard enough.
Okay.
But also, I'm being probably really hypocritical because my first date with Dane was like an extreme happy hour. So he may as well have used a coupon.
Yeah. He's like, we gotta go to this place because almost everything's free.
He worried I was gonna think he was cheap.
Mm. Okay.
He didn't use a coupon, but he did have to bust some tables after you had left.
I walked away and he went back in. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do a couple more here. Order in Klingon.
See, I actually kind of like this one. I like this one a lot. If you are a Trekkie.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Klingon is like one of the weird characters on Star Trek movies. And there is, we had an engineer at one point. It was one of the few that we didn't kill. He actually just went on to another job. But like, we didn't kill any engineers. We just had, tragically, a couple of engineers die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just had a streak going there where it was like...
Don't you wish you hadn't brought it up now so you didn't have
kind
to explain?
Kind of. But like, this show's about honesty and right. Like, if you're applying
so
for
any of the... So what's Klingon?
Klingon is the language that Worf speaks.
Right, because he is a Klingon. Mm. Yeah. But we had an engineer who used to do that. So it's like, kapla means success. And I know this because every time like he'd set up for an event, he'd be like, kapla! And you're like, okay, man, relax.
But also if you order in at a restaurant in Klingon, they're not going to know what you're saying.
That doesn't matter. What if you're at a restaurant, you can just tell, what if a Klingon is your server?
I'm just trying to think, like, if I were on a first date with a woman and she was that into Star Trek that you could actually speak the made up language from the show.
If she knew it as well. Like,
no, but if she is, I'm going to want to know that as soon as possible that I can make a decision to probably get out and not do a second date. Because if that's what you're looking for in a partner is someone you can speak Klingon with, then I'm not your match.
Yeah. Okay. One more. Yeah.
Okay.
Brag about your STD.
Okay.
All right. And TX like, and there's always a case for that.
Sounds like he has insurance.
What?
Medical what? Oh.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I have a story of a granny gone. There you go.
Okay. I have a story that you just got to be careful when you're in a Walmart.
Duh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is it's from Florida.
Let's go!
Florida? Whoa! That's almost a double whammy in itself.
It's like hitting the jackpot.
What?
So a gunshot went off in a Walmart in Florida.
What? Let's go!
And people saw like a trail of blood near the front of the store. Officers went running around the store. They got it evacuated. They could not find the victim. And they're like, what in tarnation is going on?
You're really adopting this whole FLA thing.
Yes, I am. And then the man was eventually found in a nearby hospital and told officers, well, my gun went off while I was adjusting the holster. So, and it's not known if he's facing any charges because he shot himself in the groin, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of painful. And then he just drug himself to a hospital himself. He didn't say, I could use some help over here.
No,
he's too embarrassed. Yeah.
Did they check his receipt on the way out, too?
Yeah, right.
Dragging. Sir, slow down.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, my story is from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, we did it.
It's a daily double. Now how much would you pay? Anyway, a woman in Florida, 76 years old, got extremely violent with her family members as they took away her cell phone.
It's not right to take away people's phones.
Well, it was because she's been using her cell phone to wire money to the actor Liam Neeson.
Oh. And why would he need money?
I don't think he does, Erica. Yeah. I think she's being scammed just a tiny little bit.
He's like, I have a very specific set of skills. I need cash, Venmo.
She didn't like it when they took away her phone, so she went crazy. She hit some people in the head. She got out a chainsaw. Mm-hmm. She killed three of them. Making a vehicle,
shot someone in the groin, perhaps.
She did shoot someone in the groin. The thing is, the way it printed my story, I don't really know any of the details.
Oh.
I just know she just went crazy. So, she went like this.
Yeah, and police, you know, arrested her. And then this is unknown if they're looking for the man who scammed her. Yeah. Sorry.
Mm. He's easy to find.
Yeah. But you got to get his agent on the phone. Yeah. And it's like, oh,
Liam,
he's
if you're not shooting Taken 17, stop trying to scam this old lady.
Okay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find from Florida. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.